live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Well, I know that it's going to be all right. I think it's going to be all right. Everything will always be all right when we go shopping.
Did you get any shopping done on Black Friday there, Lauren?
Zero.
None at all?
No.
Neither did I.
I don't go to stores on Black Friday.
I mean, I looked at the deals.
That's not true. I had to go to the grocery store, but that doesn't count.
When were you going to go shopping on Friday?
I went on Black Friday after the... We went Thursday night, sorry.
Okay,
Thursday
I was like,
night,
we
Black Friday
all
deals.
Day.
My apologies. Thursday night, Black Friday deals.
Oh, nice.
We were looking at them Thursday after Thanksgiving dinner, just kind of looking at the ads.
Wife. Yeah. Bill's wife, Bill mentioned on Friday, Hooksy, who subbed in for you while you were gone. He mentioned his wife two different times on Thursday night, went out and got stuff. She's like a super deal shopper. Like she loves, you know, buying something is fun. Buying something for a third of the price of what it's worth, even more fun.
Oh,
you know, that kind of deal. So she's all about it.
No, I have friends that, like, if you go to their house, will tell you about the deal they got on each thing in their home.
Right.
Like, this is the couch that I got for 40% off because I went to a thing and a thing and a thing and, you know, all that. Like, and here's the refrigerator. Got it on clearance because I blah, 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 blah. Yes. And, like, everything in their house can tell you about the discount they got.
On Black Friday, we spent a record $5 billion, which is a brand new record. Cyber Monday today.
Yeah.
Estimated at $6.6 billion. It'll be the biggest online shopping day in U.S. history.
We spent way over $5 billion on Black Friday. We spent $5 billion online on Black Friday.
Oh, okay.
So, like, not counting all those lines of people you saw in stores, just people that shopped online on Black Friday. Actually, side note, in, like, brick-and-mortar stores have seen drops on Black Friday over the last couple years because people are online.
Really?
But today is supposed to be the biggest online shopping day in history, like, of all time. We're supposed to break...
I feel like that's going to get broken every year.
Probably.
Like, from here on out.
Yes.
Until there's no internet.
Because more and more people
it'll continue
have
to
started.
Get broken.
Well, because for a long time, there was the feeling that it was less safe to shop online. Like, especially older people have taken a longer time to embrace online shopping. And I think it's just normal now.
The last night, I myself went on because my mother-in-law was like, hey, what would you like to get? And I was eyeballing a pair of shoes I really wanted, to workout shoes. That's like priority number one for me for the holiday season. And I found them. I ended up getting them by combining a bunch of things. I got them for 60% off. Yeah, buddy. So I ended up getting two pair. I got like an all red Adidas one I can wear to Husker games and then a pair to work out in.
Awesome.
So I'm super fired up. But it got me thinking, I was going to ask you guys this.
Okay.
Because we do a Secret Santa.
Yes.
We do a Secret Santa in the family.
And your family,
Yeah, because we got a lot of us, you know, and we thought, hey, instead of buying all everybody a bunch of $25 presents, it would cost so much money. What if each of us just bought one person a $50 one? So collectively, we're saving money.
Right,
You know, by
and
just buying
cool
one person.
That's a cool thing to do,
Well, so my sister-in-law, who is who I have, and I ended up, she had a list of stuff, and I found like four items on there that I got stupidly cheap. So I ended up being able to get her essentially $200 worth of stuff for $50.
Right.
And my wife was all mad about it. And she's like, you're going to like upstage everybody. She's going to think you spent $200 on her. And I was like, well, good. Like, good. I hope she thinks that's good.
You have to, you'll tell her. You'll tell her, won't you? You
really?
Won't say you stayed within the limits?
Does that make, then it feels like, I don't know, is that weird? Like, do I need to then caveat like, hey, sister-in-law, who I love to death, this is, I did not actually spend $200 on you, I stayed within the $50, or do I let her feel like that I just, like, we're homies, we're the in-laws.
Everybody else that's how she feels.
In the family, we're in-laws. I got you, girl, kind of a thing.
Okay,
you know?
I would feel terrible.
Like,
If
why would you feel terrible?
Because now I'm the jerk that spent a little bit when you spent a ton.
What?
Like, if two people make a deal, like, we are spending whatever with your spouse, if you give it a $100 limit or a $50 limit or a $10 limit, whatever it is, and one person follows the rules and the other person blows it out and gets them a huge gift.
That's what I do to Jess all the time.
Then she feels like a jerk.
No.
Yes, that would make me feel so bad.
So I'm in the wrong now?
No, but I think you just say,
I don't think so.
I think all you have to say is, hey, just so you know, if anybody asks you, I stayed within the limit.
So
I followed the rules.
Just to That's be super clean and clear on this, because I'm going to ask the people to help me.
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. We're going to do a five calls in a moment. Just to make this super clean and clear. All right. Lines are calling. So we have a $50 limit.
Yes.
I, as the expert online shopper that I have become in the last 24 hours,
yes,
this is, I leveled up. Like, I got one of those like video game things.
Yeah.
Ding! Achievement unlocked. Yeah. Online shopper is over my head. So the fact that I was able to get $200 worth of stuff that she wanted, but within the $50 limit,
yes,
then I need to tell her
that you stayed.
That I did that.
Everybody needs to know you stayed in the limit because everybody hates that guy.
See, I think
everybody hates the rule breaker.
I gotta leave and let it fly. So then maybe next year she'll spend $200 on me if she draws my name. Is that selfish?
I think if there's a rule, you say you stay with
the rule. So that's the question. Do I need to tell my sister-in-law that I actually only spent $50 because that was the limit, even though I got a bunch of good deals and it's about $200 worth of stuff that I got at a quarter of the price?
Yes, because you don't want to make her feel like a jerk.
All right.
Five calls. Says it all on Kix 96.9, 466 9696.
What say you? Is he?
In my head, I slow play this baby. And then next year, she buys me $200 worth of
stuff.
And
then you tell her.
That'd be pretty cool.
And then I tell her, and I'm like, ha, ha, ha. I don't know.
We'll get your calls next.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
Five calls. Says it all. 466-9696. And get your say on Kix 96.9.
Husker Nick got the Secret Santa deal going on with his family. And they have a $50 limit.
Yeah.
He got a great deal.
My lovely sister-in-law. She is my only sister-in-law. I only got one. Jer is married to Lauren, and that is it. Right. Jess's brother.
Mm-hmm.
But Jess has sisters.
They, none of them are married.
But they're your sisters-in-law.
Well, that doesn't, not like this. She's not part of their family is what I
mean.
She's
a separate.
She's like a,
she's an outsider.
She's on an island.
I just call them my sisters too.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But no, she's like outside of the family. Everybody else is brothers and sisters in the family.
Okay.
There. So, like, I felt like, man, I got to take care of this. She's my friend. She's mi amigo.
But you got $200 worth of stuff for $50.
Yeah.
And you guys have a $50 limit, and you're wondering, do you have to tell them?
Right.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like I'm killing two birds with one stone right now, because I know she listens
to the
show.
Because they all listen.
So, 466-9696, does he have to tell everybody? I mean, did he went over the limit? Good morning.
All right. So, you look like a great guy to her.
Yeah.
But a super Delta Bravo to everyone else.
Yes, exactly.
It'd be like, hey, look at how much money I make. I can spend this much.
Yes.
Well, they all know better than that. I'm on the radio.
Well, then you just look horribly irresponsible.
You're why.
I've got a baby
your
coming. I spent
account.
Four times what everybody did.
That's right.
No, now you're
That's
just
right.
looking at
yeah.
Hey, I say Husker Nick, tell everybody, do an end zone dance at the end, and then yell dilly dilly.
There you go.
Thanks,
brother.
You guys have a good one.
You too.
I say Nick did a great job. Now he doesn't have to blow his cover because he did such a good job shopping.
There you go.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I'm calling on the Secret Santa.
Yeah. What do you got?
Oh, my gosh. Have you not seen the first Christmas episode of The Office?
No.
I don't remember it.
With Michael Scott, and he gets an iPod, and they were only supposed to spend $20 because he's just in love with their little intern, and he's the jerk of the whole thing.
Oh, no. So that's going to be me?
Oh, I think you should definitely say that you did not go over the limit.
All right.
That you're just that amazing of a shopper.
Exactly. Okay. Take those kudos.
Now I'm just bragging about how good of a shopper I am.
Yes.
Right. She's going to be like, dang, I hope he draws my name next year.
Yeah, right.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I think that you ought to tell him because if it were my family, anybody I owed money would be coming back after me saying,
oh, that's a really good point.
Up.
What happened?
Yeah.
Anybody in your family that you owe any kind of money to or anything like that will be like, oh,
yeah. No, you obviously
have a lot of extra money floating around.
We have a distinct rule in this family that we do not loan each other money because we all know how that usually works out.
Yeah. Well, anybody who gets you next year is getting you socks, too.
So. Yeah, probably.
That is
appreciate
a true
you,
fact.
Brother.
Yeah, thanks.
You're going to get socks next year.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that whole dilly-dilly thing, I can't believe how much that's taken off.
I have no idea what that means.
It's from the Bud Light.
You don't have TV. It's the Bud Light commercials. They have a commercial that's going, and these guys are presenting the king with different cans of Bud Light, and
okay.
They always pick it up and go, dilly-dilly. And like, it's people say it everywhere.
I thought it was associated with one football team or something.
No, it's taken off all, like... When we were doing the pregame stuff down at Yowie's and
Dilly Dilly
at Oklahoma Joe's, it was like Dilly Dilly, and I'm like, wings.
Sure.
They love it. Yeah, I'm getting in on it.
Good luck with your shopping.
Tell them that you stayed within your $50 limit.
All right.